The presidential campaign of Senator John McCain received another jolt today. Two jolts, actually. His campaign manager and chief strategist resigned. McCain was once considered the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, but his bid has been hurt by weak poll numbers and disappointing fundraising figures. The resignations came as McCain was spelling out his views on the Iraq war on the Senate floor. He recently returned from a trip there. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Eliason is following these developments. She's here with us in the studio. Mara, tell us more about the men who left the campaign and why they decided to do it today.
Well, Terry Nelson, who's the campaign manager, and John Weaver, who was the chief strategist, are gone. These are longtime aides, particularly John Weaver, and they're leaving because the campaign is really struggling, both in polls and in money. And as both of these men said on a conference call with reporters last week, they made a lot of assumptions that were wrong. They thought they could raise $100 million. I'm told that they thought they could raise it almost all on the internet, so John McCain, who hates fundraising, wouldn't have to go out there and beg for it. And the strategy has been described to me as trying to take a weak hand and bluff your way into being the front runner. And that's a very expensive strategy. You have to set up a gold-plated Cadillac campaign with a big staff, which they did, and they never raised the money to support that. And Weaver and Nelson are the guys who designed this strategy. Their bluff got called. McCain is broke. And they're the two that are responsible, and now they're gone. I think it's as simple as that. Now, Rick Davis, who's another longtime aide of McCain's, who was critical of the strategy, is now running the campaign.
Now, you say their bluff was called. How much of his troubles are really about mismanagement? How much are they attributable to his stance on the Iraq war?
I think a lot of it is mismanagement and bad decisions. But it's true that McCain is out there talking about issues he wants to talk about, not ones that are necessarily politically popular. I think on Iraq, that has hurt him with independents and maybe the media, but not with Republicans. I think that immigration was kind of the final straw for him. That was an issue that's very, very unpopular among Republican primary voters. Add that to the kind of continuing distrust that conservatives have of McCain over campaign finance reform and other issues. Add that all up, you've got a lot of problems.
Two key players gone. What's next for the campaign?
He's going to focus on three states, the three early primaries, New Hampshire, Iowa, and South Carolina. That's really all that he can afford to do. He has about $2 million in cash on hand. This weekend, we're going to find out a lot more details about his money. Their finance reports are going to come out this weekend, and we might find out that he has a lot of debts. So, in fact, he might have even less than $2 million. He probably will take public money, matching funds. He'll get him about $6 million. But that also could be fraught with problems because there are strict state-by-state spending limits, and he may have already passed them. But he's going to go back to being the underdog, being the maverick. That's where the spin is, that's where he might be more comfortable. But the point is, he's no longer in control of his own fate. It's fair to say now that McCain is in the second tier of Republican candidates, and the definition of being in the second tier is that you are waiting and hoping for something bad to happen to the guys in the first tier.
Now, you say, going back to being the underdog, don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but are there any indications that he might get out of the race?
No. There are no indications at all, certainly not until after the first round of primaries. Don't forget, he won New Hampshire in 2000 by about 19 points. The race on the Republican side is very fluid, and I don't see any indications that he'll drop out at this point.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was NPR's Mara Eliason.